What if there was a proven formula that could identify tomorrow's market winners before they soar? For over 27 years, Louis Navalier has been quietly outperforming the market nearly 4-to-1 using a disciplined quantitative approach to growth investing. While Warren Buffett's value investing dominates headlines, Navalier's system has produced spectacular returns through multiple market cycles by focusing on 8 fundamental factors that consistently identify market-beating stocks. This approach isn't about gut feelings or compelling stories. It's about cold, hard numbers that cut through emotional decision-making. As famed investor Peter Lynch noted, even the best investors are only right 6 times out of 10. The difference between average and exceptional returns lies in having a systematic approach that tilts those odds in your favor. Have you ever been seduced by an investment story that sounded too good to be true? From 1960s conglomerates to 1990s tech stocks to modern cryptocurrencies, compelling narratives have consistently separated investors from their money. The more captivating the story, the more skeptical you should become. Consider Theranos, where billions were invested in a fraudulent blood testing technology. Numbers-based research consistently outperforms human judgment. Emergency rooms using algorithms diagnose heart attacks 50% more accurately than experienced doctors. Baseball's Moneyball revolution identified undervalued players through statistics rather than traditional scouting. Police departments using predictive models have reduced certain crimes by up to 40%. The power of quantitative analysis lies in its emotional neutrality. Numbers don't panic during crashes or get greedy during bubbles. They don't suffer from hindsight bias, claiming to have predicted market events after they've occurred. During the 2001 internet bubble burst, warning signs were evident in extreme valuations, negative cash flows, and unsustainable growth rates. Yet emotions prevented most investors from acting on these signals. Our human biases are unavoidable, which is why removing emotion from investing decisions creates such a powerful advantage. After examining hundreds of variables, 8 fundamental factors consistently drive exceptional stock performance. First, positive earnings revisions signal improved business conditions. Analysts rarely raise estimates without compelling evidence. When they do, it triggers institutional buying. Second, positive earnings surprises elevate a company's market status, as consistently beating expectations turns companies into market superstars. Third, increasing sales growth provides a pure performance indicator, as revenue is harder to manipulate than earnings. Fourth, expanding operating margins show a company's ability to generate more profit per dollar, as seen with Apple's iPod, where sales exploded while expenses grew more slowly. Fifth, strong free cash flow gives companies flexibility to finance growth without borrowing. Sixth, consistent earnings growth demonstrates successful business execution. Seventh, positive earnings momentum, showing accelerating growth, attracts significant institutional investment. Eighth, high return on equity reveals management's effectiveness with shareholders' capital. Combining these factors into a weighted model has identified multi-baggers like América Móvil, 400% in 3 years, Apple, 300% in 2 years, and Hansen Natural, 1,000% in 3 years, while avoiding disappointing investments. Even strong stocks can be affected by market psychology. To protect investments, we must understand both risk, beta, and reward, alpha. Beta measures a stock's movement relative to the market. A beta of 1 means the stock moves with the market. Higher betas amplify market movements in both directions, while lower betas indicate stability. Utilities typically have low betas. Small tech companies have high betas. Alpha is the excess return beyond what's expected based on risk level. It represents performance driven by fundamentals and buying pressure rather than general market trends. High alpha results from institutional recognition of strong fundamentals, creating steady buying pressure that drives prices higher regardless of market conditions. For aggressive investors, quantum stocks are elite performers meeting strict criteria. fundamental A grades, ranking in the top 20% across all 8 fundamental categories with quantitative grades of A or B. This screening identifies less than 1% of publicly traded stocks. These superstars appreciate consistently regardless of market conditions, returning over 50% annually from 1998-2003 through the worst bear market since the Great Depression. From 1998 to 2006, they delivered a 1,552% total return with surprisingly low volatility. Imagine combining stocks that move in different directions during various market conditions. When one zigs, another zags. This approach creates smoother performance while maintaining strong return potential. For example, combining América Móvil, telecommunications, Schlumberger, oil services, and Google, technology, provides counterbalancing effects. When tech struggles, oil services might surge. When oil faces headwinds, telecom offers stability. The ideal portfolio follows a 60-30-10 formula. 60% conservative stocks, established companies with steady earnings, 30% moderately aggressive stocks, growing companies with some volatility, and 10% aggressive stocks, high growth potential with higher risk. This allocation balances consistent growth with capital appreciation opportunities. Include oasis stocks, defensive positions in sectors like defense contractors, consumer staples, and healthcare that typically perform well during market turbulence. For optimal construction, maintain 20 to 25 stocks for diversification. Invest equal amounts in each, diversify across industries, and focus on A-grade and B-grade stocks. Monitor positions regularly and sell immediately when a stock's rating drops to D or F, regardless of market conditions or unrealized gains or losses. Successful investors maintain discipline by not letting attachment to past winners keep them holding declining positions. Money flows across asset classes create rolling bubbles. After the 2000 stock market crash, investors fled stocks, creating a housing bubble as banks channeled deposits into home loans. When housing peaked, commodities surged next, with gold rising from $300 to over $1,000 per ounce and oil climbing from $20 to $147 per barrel. These patterns reveal how investor herding creates predictable asset cycles that savvy investors can leverage. Understanding these cycles helps position portfolios ahead of major shifts while maintaining long-term growth perspective. Global investing has become increasingly important as international opportunities expand. American Depository Receipts, ADRs, provide easy access to foreign markets without currency complications. The internet has eliminated information barriers, allowing thorough analysis of global stocks through real-time data, standardized reporting, and improved corporate governance. Comprehensive studies consistently show stocks outperform bonds, bills, and inflation over long periods, delivering average annual returns of 10% versus 5-6% for bonds and 3% for bills since 1926, despite inevitable market turbulence. Each decade brings unique worries, yet society consistently solves problems and advances through innovation. Market crises have historically created exceptional buying opportunities, as demonstrated by strong recoveries following the 2008 financial crisis and 2020 pandemic crash. Growth investing has proven effective through hyperinflation, wars, and market crashes. Since 1998, Nivelier's A-rated stocks have averaged over 30% annually despite tremendous market volatility, proving that with discipline and the right methodology, superior returns are achievable regardless of conditions. The key isn't avoiding risk, it's measuring it properly against potential rewards. By focusing on numbers rather than narratives, diversifying strategically, and maintaining emotional discipline, you can harness growth investing to build lasting wealth through any market environment. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest in growth stocks, it's whether you can afford not to.